Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? Here we are. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show, live on the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We got Laura Luma tonight. You may have seen her floating around on the internet. If not, you've been over to my pages and seen what we got there. I got to turn that darn light out. I think it's that one right there. I'm going to turn it out in a second. It's really blasting the camera. I got to stick my head up there and block it. Hey, Tim. I got some numbers, Tim. I'll furnish some numbers. I've been trying. I shared this episode. Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy's going to see Roger Waters tonight. Tim, I'm going to furnish some numbers again where relief is at. What do I got? I got the actual Salvation Army Division headquarters phone number. I'm going to furnish that right after this, right after I do my top of the hour, my opening commercial credits. And I'm going to give out the numbers. And I'm going to give out this number first.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Maureen, welcome. Everybody tuning in, I'm very happy.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American Brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American Brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
Well, I want that play, for crying out loud, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if you want to call into the show tonight, maybe even give a comment, we'll try to get a couple of calls on during the show. 347-373-9-42. Always great to have the people call in. Ladies and gentlemen, real fast, what did I just do with my little pad? I had a pad. I was chasing a kitty cat. Some folks here in Florida are still suffering in a great, great manner. So I got to give out some of these phone numbers so that folks can maybe get some help. Let me get these numbers off real fast. The Florida Division of Headquarters is located at 930 East 139th Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33613. They are the Salvation Division Headquarters, Salvation Army Division Headquarters right there in Tampa. You can call them directly at 813-903-0944, or you can call Ken Michael. I guess he's running the show down there. He's from the Gainesville chapter, but he's down there in Tampa, I guess, running the show. And his actual number is 618-335-0043. That number again is 618-335-0043. And then running some logistical stuff and helping people organize and bring stuff down towards the Key West and further. I guess it's not anything further than Key West, so I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But you can call Mike McGill at 856-689-3040 if you have something you want to bring down and have them bring it across Seven Mile Bridge to those that are in extreme distress out on Key West. That number again, 856-689-3040. Florida Disaster Center. Of course, that it now is turning into the government part, and if you don't like the government, call the other numbers. But the Florida Disaster Center, 800-342-3557. Again, Florida Disaster Center number, 800-342-3557. And I don't know if the National Guard is still involved in any of these operations, but the number they had when they were actually doing rescue and stuff, which I think they still are involved, because a lot of folks are still in distress. I believe it's over a couple million people still without power here in Florida. 800-464-8273. That's the National Guard. 800-464-8273, folks. If you're in distress or you know somebody who may be in distress, those numbers may be helpful. Or if you have somebody who's coming down with a truckload and they need some logistics, call Ken and call Mike, and they might be able to help you. Now, folks, you might have seen, I believe it came out last week. Unfortunately, it's ridiculous. I can't believe that this book even came out on the day it came out. Hillary Clinton releases her book on the anniversary of Benghazi. You know, on the 12th, it was the aftermath. They were finding out who was killed and what was really going on and the lies and everything that came after that. Susan Rice going on all the major networks, telling us it's about this video. They scapegoat this guy who supposedly made a video. I don't even know if that guy's out of jail yet. And he did nothing. They scapegoated him like they did Christian Saucier. They scapegoat these people, and they railroad them. and they make examples of them, even if they're innocent. It's crazy stuff going on, but she releases this damn book on the anniversary of Benghazi, 9/11 of all days, or, you know, 9/12. The country is in serious mourning still. We'll be in mourning forever. 9/11 will never be forgotten. Like Pearl Harbor Day in December, it will not be forgotten. We'll always remember it, and we will teach our children about it, and our children will know about it. And she's going to release this damn book. Well, we have an amazing young lady, patriot, conservative media, very rare thing these days, went to a book signing. Her name is Laura Luma. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again. How are you?
I'm great. First, I'm very honored to have you on the show. You made the headline big time this time. What you did was amazing. Unfortunately, our producer is down in Texas, and she's working heavily in relief efforts, and I wasn't able to get the audio put up on the board. I wish I had the audio. But, folks, if you want to see the audio, find the event page for this show, and the video's there. It's all over my page. I posted and posted and posted it all over the place so that you can hear the audio and know what we're talking about. So I saw a couple versions. One was when you were waiting online and getting ready. How did you feel when you were 10, 15 people behind and you're getting ready to get in there and do your thing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Well, I was honestly just hoping that nobody would recognize me because I've done work like this in the past with Project Veritas, and so people within Hillary Clinton's campaign are very familiar with my face since I went undercover in her campaign during the 2016 election cycle. So I also confronted Chelsea Clinton at her book signing about 2 months ago, and the same people were working the same event. So I was just praying that nobody there would recognize me before I got to Hillary Clinton.
And you made it.
I made it.
But then,
yeah,
now,
so,
here you are.
Yeah.
Now you're next, right? And
yeah,
they haven't recognized you. Your adrenaline's got to be going by this point, right?
Yeah, it's such an adrenaline rush because I was just sitting there thinking, oh, here it is. And I was live streaming the entire thing at the same time. And I was looking at the comments and people were freaking out like, oh, my God, it's about to happen. It's about to happen. And nobody knew what I was going to do. So it was just such an adrenaline rush to see, you know, people watching this live and to be able to ask her the questions that millions of Americans wanted to ask her during the election cycle, but they couldn't because the mainstream media refused to ask her any hard questions.
Right. And now we see, I was listening to Tom Fitton today telling us about they found a pile of more emails, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. And so now you're face to face with Hillary and you're ready to go. And she looks up and she didn't even recognize you.
What happened was the woman who was like her handler that was sitting next to her, when I opened my mouth, she recognized me because that was the same woman that was standing next to Chelsea. But by then it was too late because I was already like standing there asking my question and they couldn't do anything. And then I just went for it and I asked her, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi? And she laughed and she said, read the book. And then I said, what happened to the millions of dollars of aid that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti that you stole? And she said, you know what? I'm so sorry that you believe things that aren't true. And then I asked her what happened to Seth Rich, right?
Yes.
And what happened to her health? And at that point, she was just so annoyed and she stopped talking to me. But she heard everything I said. And then I saw Huma Abedin lurking in the corner, so I went over there and I asked Huma Abedin why she still hasn't divorced her husband after he was sending pornographic pictures to underage girls. And then the next day, it turns out that Huma and Anthony Weiner ended up showing up in divorce court in New York. So it works, right? Citizen journalism does work. When you humiliate these people and you hold them accountable and it goes viral and people see it, it gets results. Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner had not even discussed the idea of divorce, and they had not made any public announcements about getting a divorce. And the day after I embarrassed them, she's in divorce court with Anthony Weiner.
good stuff happening here, folks, you know? And so went over to Connecticut. She's over in the Costco. Oh, wait, first, before we get to Costco, the Secret Service held you up and questioned you for a little while, or did they let you go right away?
So they didn't. Right after I asked Huma about her husband and she moved away, Secret Service, you can hear on camera, they said, okay, get out, time to get out. And they grabbed my arm and they escorted me out. And then they detained me outside for a while and they were asking me questions because they thought that I was there to steal Hillary Clinton's hair because there was an individual by the name of Martin Shkreli who was joking online about how he was going to pay people $5,000 if they could give him a strand of Hillary Clinton's hair at her book signing. So Secret Service thought I was there to cut her hair off, and so I had to prove to them that I wasn't, and they tried to take my phone. They tried to delete the video, but I wouldn't let them inside my phone.
Right.
That's why you have to live stream things like this, right? Because there's always a chance that police and Secret Service are going to try and delete your footage.
And if you do a live stream, folks have it.
Yep.
Good stuff. Now, I guess it was in Connecticut. You go over to the Costco, and you try
So I find out where Hillary Clinton is having all of these book signings, and she didn't even list the Costco book signing on her list for the book tour. I found that because somebody was in a FedEx, and they were printing posters for Hillary Clinton's book signing, and they saw it while they were checking out, and so they took a picture of it, and they sent it to me. And they said, oh, wow, like, look where she's going to be. And so I went because it's only an hour away from me. And when I showed up, I was walking through the parking lot of Costco and I heard police officers on the radio say, that's her. She's walking towards the front. And I was stopped before I could even enter Costco by two police officers who asked me for my name. And I only said, Laura. And they said, you can't be here. We're not allowed to let you in. And I said, who said I can't come in? And they said Secret Service. So Hillary Clinton was so scared of me asking her questions and encouraging people to ask her questions that she tried to have Secret Service ban me from Costco, even though I'm a member. I'm a Costco member. Not anymore because, you know, I wasn't going to boycott my membership, but I've been thinking about it and I think I'm going to just cancel my Costco membership.
Well, unfortunately, Sam's Club is still affiliated, I think, with Costco and Walmart and the whole nine yards. I think they're all tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But look, the best way to protest is economically. And I'm, you know, Costco let me in eventually, but at the same time, it really makes you wonder why they're hosting, you know, this crook, this criminal, to sell her books, you know, the same week of the anniversary of Benghazi, which is when she released her book. It's disgusting. But, you know, you got to let these people know that their actions have consequences. And so, you know, I would encourage people to fire back at Costco and ask them why they decided to have Hillary Clinton, why they're selling her book, you know, why they're allowing her to, like, threaten Costco members without – with Secret Service and, you know, trying to prevent them from entering Costco. And I would also encourage people to go on my Twitter and look at the schedule that I posted that contains all of the dates for her book signing. And when she comes to your town, confront her, ask her what happened, right? Wait in line for a few hours to ask her what happened and make it go viral because she needs to be held accountable.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. So now, did I see somewhere that maybe you might be heading to Texas to go into another signing with somebody possibly?
So Alex Jones had me on his show, and Hillary has not announced that she's going to Texas for her official book tour, but I guess she's going to be in Texas. And, you know, there's all these articles that are popping up that have events that she's going to be attending, but she doesn't want to make it public, right? Officially announce it because she knows people are going to come after her now. So somebody found out that she's going to be in Austin, Texas, which is where InfoWars is based. And Alex Jones is planning on asking her a question and sending an InfoWars crew out there. And so he invited me out to Texas to go with him when they decide to confront her.
That's awesome.
Which
hey,
great, you know.
Oh, here I am. Alex Jones, I'm coming down. I'm going to convert. Hey, Hillary, what do they need all those people come up in for?
It's going to be
Mr.
so funny.
Mr. went out there, we saw the FEMA coffin. Oh, man, I can't wait to see that. Oh, man, I hope that happens and I can watch it. Oh, man, I got to see that. That's going to be great. He's like a bull in a china shop, boy. You're gonna hear him. They're gonna know he's there, boy. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to watch that happen. I mean, I'd pay to see that.
Hey, you might not have to. You might be standing right next to him.
Exactly.
That would be great, man. Just make sure that you share that with me when it happens. I want to see.
For sure. But look, anybody can do this, right? I mean, this is citizen journalism. And the thing about it is the Secret Service, they said, why are you here? What are you doing? And I said, I'm a journalist, and I'm here to ask Hillary a question and express my First Amendment right. And they made fun of me, and they said, oh, you're a journalist? Where's your, like, press credentials? You have press credentials? Like, are you a real journalist? Look, real journalists that are getting paid millions of dollars a year to sit at a desk and regurgitate establishment talking points to the American public, they're not there to be a voice for the American people and hold politicians accountable, right? Because they're in bed with the politicians and they're in bed with the establishment. So it's up to citizen journalists who are armed with a cell phone camera, a Periscope account, and a Twitter to film their own videos and confront these people and ask them the questions that nobody else will ask them. So that's what I do. And, you know, Secret Service can laugh all they want, but at the end of the day, the video went viral. It's received millions of views. Fox News had me on to discuss it. And Hillary Clinton is well aware of who I am and my plan to have other citizen journalists confront her. And she's scared. Right. And that's what we need to do. We need to make these politicians feel scared. They
right.
should be nope. petrified every time they see somebody walking towards them with a cell phone, because this is what's going to make them watch their behavior and their actions and not be so corrupt and, you know, deceitful. Because if they know that Americans are armed with cell phones and social media accounts ready to expose them, they're going to be on guard.
Remember this saying from way back when? When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. So if we got their feet to the fire all the time and they know that we're watching, they ain't going to pull this crap no more.
Exactly.
And that's why they're trying to squash technology and turn over the internet to the United Nations and net neutrality and all this type of stuff is what they're trying to do to try and squash that. Pretty scary. How far they will go to maintain the status quo in D.C.
Right.
You know, we got to open that drain. We got to stick something in there and crank that drain open wider so that it drains quicker. I mean, it's draining really slow, and it's painful, you know?
Yeah, it is. And look, people like to think, oh, well, I'm a nobody, right, or – I'm just a regular person. No one's going to listen to me. Look at the person who caught Hillary Clinton at the 9/11 memorial last year on 9/11 when she, was very ill, and I don't know if she was having a seizure or what it was, but she basically collapsed and had to be thrown into the back of the van like a side of beef. I mean, that changed the election. People were like, "Wait a second, is this woman even healthy enough to be president?" And there were serious concerns about her health and the fact that she was lying to the American people about her health. And that was a regular person. That was just one person who had a cell phone, who saw Hillary Clinton and decided to film. So anybody can do it. I mean, a regular person with a 9-to-5 job can change the American political landscape.
Absolutely. And there's also so many other ways to be a citizen journalist too, as look what we're doing right now. This Patriot Nation Radio is kind of citizen journalism. I try to bring people on and bring awareness to issues and have great guests like Laura Luma. Folks, if you haven't seen this video, you've got to get over to my webpage, Patriot Nation Radio webpage, my Facebook page, and click on the video and watch it if you haven't seen it. And it's only like a minute and 10 seconds long. So you watch it real fast. You got to see it. She gets right up there on the anniversary, the 9/12. Hillary, what happened in Benghazi? Man, that was like a That had to be like a stinging smack right across the eardrum, you know what I mean? What was the look on her face was like, oops, you know? It was great. That was awesome.
Right. Yeah, and then, you know, even though they tried to ban me from going to the book signing in Connecticut, they couldn't ban me from going inside Costco, even though she tried. And so what I did is I had to pretend that, like, I was shopping to get inside Costco, right? Because they said, you can come in if you're going to shop. So I pretended like I was shopping, and I walked over to the back of Costco, which is where they were having the book signing, next to milk and toilet paper. I mean, like, I'm not making this up. I have pictures and video. Hillary Clinton was literally signing copies of her book in the toilet paper aisle of Costco. You know, so she went from the White House to the warehouse, and hopefully next it's the jailhouse. And you can't make this up. I mean, here she is signing books at Costco in the toilet paper aisle, and no one knew about this. And I blew the lid off of this as well. And then the story this weekend and today was, oh, Hillary Clinton was caught signing books in the toilet paper aisle. So even if you don't talk to these people, ban cameras and they ban video from the book signings now because Hillary doesn't like talking to people. So if you get pictures of the event and you can expose aspects about the book signing tour that the public doesn't know about, I mean, that's journalism as well, right?
Yep.
That's news.
That's what makes the social media platform so important too. And we can't let them change it. As much as Facebook is like fascist book and Mark Zuckerberg, it puts the smackdown on conservatism. Look how viral your video went, even though they're against conservatism at Facebook. It still was viewed by millions of people. Because, of course, people like me posted it over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very important. Folks, this is what Laura did, like she said, is very easily done by the average citizen. We all have cell phones. Look, I'm doing the show here with my cell phone. See? I got two cell phones and I'm actually on a computer now. It's pretty fancy. But and you got that little camera. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's not the only one. You can go and ask questions. You can always go up to, you know, your local congressman when they're in town or anybody that you want to ask a question. You have every right as an American citizen to ask public officials where they stand or what they're doing or what they've done.
Exactly. And that's the thing that bothers me the most is Hillary Clinton has the world's most expensive bouncers paid for by the American taxpayer. I mean, she's a bully. She's using the U.S. Secret Service, which is paid for by the United States taxpayer, to prevent us from exercising our First Amendment right. And just because Secret Service tells you to put your phone away doesn't mean you have to put your phone away. You have a right to film in this country. And just because Hillary Clinton at a book signing tells people, oh, put your phones away, no pictures, doesn't mean you have to listen.
Right.
It's not a crime to take out your cell phone and record somebody in a public place and ask a public official a question. So
right.
When you're a public figure, you have a responsibility, especially as a presidential candidate, to answer to the American people. So, you know, you might be scared, and a lot of people will freeze up and they'll think, oh, I just don't want to get arrested. I don't want to get in trouble. And look, I've been arrested before for my journalism, but it's not going to happen. You're not going to get arrested for taking your cell phone out and filming a politician. It doesn't work that way. You cannot be arrested for that.
Especially when making half of their living is still off the taxpayer dime because they got a pension. She was a senator.
Right.
She was Secretary of State. Does she get two pensions for that? Or does she get one? I don't even know.
Well, that's why I think it's so ridiculous, too, is it's like I'm a journalist and I'm trying to talk to a presidential candidate who wrote a book about what happened. So she's inviting the American people to ask her what happened because that's what her book is called. And then when I try and ask her what happened, I'm prevented by a service I pay for with my taxpayer money from asking her a question. I mean, that's fascism. That's fascism.
And then they got people like BLM and Antifa calling us fascists that are just trying to bring the truth to everything. We know who
exactly. I mean, they're acting like fascists, and then they call us fascists. It's ridiculous.
It is kind of it's scary almost. You know, just think if Hillary would have won and became president. Imagine that.
God, I don't even want to think about it. It like makes my stomach turn. I get anxiety just thinking about it.
Think about it. It's like we dodged the biggest bullet ever. Like, my God, 8 years of Barack and at least four with Hillary really would have done this country in. We would all be bowing and making pilgrimages to Mecca, you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the issue. But thank God she's not president, right?
Hallelujah. We are a very lucky nation. So do you have anything coming up that you want to plug, promote, talk about? Now's your shot.
Well, after I confronted Hillary Clinton, I posted her book tour schedule on my Twitter account so that regular citizens, people who want to be citizen journalists, can find her and confront her and ask her questions. I'm going to be doing more research and posting all of the dates for the events that she doesn't have listed publicly so that everybody knows where she is at every single minute of the day. And I, you know, would encourage people to reach out to me if you want to be a citizen journalist and you just don't know how to do it, or you're scared, or you want some tips or like even question ideas. You can message me on Twitter at Laura Loomer. You can also message me on Facebook at Laura Loomer and then at Laura Loomer Official. And I'll answer your questions because I think this is really important. And, you know, we're living in a world of social media and alternative media, and the citizen journalist and this alternative media, like renaissance, if you want to call it, is the new media. We are the new media.
Yes, we are.
And the media was created as the fourth estate to keep politicians and government officials in check. It was supposed to be a watchdog organization, and the mainstream media is no longer the fourth estate as it was originally supposed to function. So it's up to us to change it or take it back.
We had a group going for a little while. I'm not sure if it's still going. I don't get too many more notifications, but we called ourselves the fourth estate watchdogs. And when someone did something stupid, we would go to their Facebook page and tell them. You know, all of a sudden, 1,000 people would go over to their page and comment, "You're an idiot." And it was pretty effective. It's the fourth estate watchdog. It's the people, too. Now we are the fourth estate watchdog because the media is failing. So fourth estate watchdog has become citizen journalism. We are.
Exactly. Or yeah. It could even be the fifth estate. I mean, a lot of people have floated this idea of the fifth estate, which
right.
is this new generation of whistleblowers and investigative journalists and citizen journalists, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's very powerful, and it does have the ability to change a lot of things. And this election was extremely impacted by citizen journalism. So whenever you think that your voice doesn't matter, just think of all the things that have happened in this world and, you know, the things that have changed as a result of somebody just picking up their cell phone. I mean, you can honestly change the world with your iPhone.
You certainly can. And look, just a 1-minute and 7-second video at a book signing, bam! Now she's scared and signing books next to milk and toilet paper in Costco instead of being out at the major mall bookstore. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, exactly. And she's scared, too. I mean, she literally – I'll send you this other video as well. Like, she literally had Secret Service try and ban me, and they put me on a list. So, you know, for anyone who tells you it doesn't work, well, if it doesn't work, why is Hillary Clinton putting a regular person – you know, I wouldn't say I'm a celebrity by any means, but why is she putting a regular person on a hit list? Obviously, I got under her.
Awesome. That's what is so great about the whole thing is she was not expecting it. It was like blindsiding the quarterback. You know,
yeah.
Lawrence Taylor blindsiding the quarterback. Bam! And she just was caught off guard. She was reeling. She was back on her heels like Muhammad Ali just came off the rope-a-dope and
cleaned and she reacts too. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't answer. They would just look away in embarrassment and stay silent. But Hillary reacted. I mean, if you watch the video, her face got red. She was flustered. She cackled, which she does. I mean, everyone knows her infamous cackle from when she was like testifying to Congress and laughing things off. I mean, you know, I got a full blown typical Hillary Clinton reaction. And it was great because it totally caught her off guard. And Huma Abedin went to go hide in the corner. And you just saw how pathetic these people are. They're cowards. they can't speak to the American people. I was respectful. I wasn't obnoxious. I wasn't rude.
Yeah.
And they refused to answer my questions. I mean, I was very professional about the way I went about it. And Huma Abedin literally ran into a corner to hide when I asked her about her husband's pedophilia.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I got to bring in another guest here. You're welcome to stick around if you like. She is in Louisiana, and she's putting together an event we're going to talk about. She's been fighting and standing up for the monuments, another crazy battle. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Mother of All Rallies and something that took place over there at the Mother of All Rallies. And I want to give out these emergency numbers one more time real quick before I bring in my next guest, Amanda Jennings. Folks, here in Florida and in Texas too, but we're in Florida, so I'm giving out the Florida numbers because my Florida friends are asking. And you can contact the Florida Division of Headquarters for the Salvation Army at 813-903-0944. They have a warehouse there in Tampa. They are dispersing supplies all over Florida from that location. And they're at 930 East 139th Avenue in Tampa, Florida, 33613. If you want to bring something down to donate it, they have a warehouse. It's an emergency warehouse right there in Tampa area on 930 East 139th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. And you can also contact Ken Michael. He's, I guess, running the show down there personally at 618-335-0043. Ken Michael, 618-335-0043. And in South Florida, down running stuff for, he's got some logistical things happening down there in that area, is Mike McGill, 856-689-3040. This number is if you want to donate or bring something or you have a load you want to have brought to Key West and out that way. That's 856-689-3040, Michael McGill. Florida Disaster Center at 800-342-3557. Again, that number is 800-342-3557, the Florida Disaster Center. And the National Guard is also dispersing goods and doing relief work here in Florida. 800-464-8273, the National Guard, 800-464-8273. All righty. Now, I believe this is my next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Amanda Jennings.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, I first saw you when you guys were standing up for the statues in New Orleans when they took down the four monumental statues down there, which is, to me, unbelievable. You could probably tell I'm a Yankee, but I'm all for history. I'm all for the history. I'm all for the heritage of other people. Who am I to say who can celebrate their history and heritage? It's not my place. Like, the most people that are coming down and complaining about these monuments and statues aren't even from here, which is, like, crazy.
Correct.
And the analogy I always use is it's like the guy who bought the house next to the airport and then complains that the plane's allowed.
Well, I have a long story to tell you, but I know I'm going to have to do a condensed version on here.
Yes.
But it kind of ties into...
Go ahead, man.
Well, it kind of ties into Hillary Clinton as well. And the object right now is the monument in Shreveport, Louisiana. The UDC claimed ownership of it. The property was donated to them. They own it. They shouldn't be able to touch it. The city shouldn't be able to sell it or profit from it or anything else. And basically... they are saying since the property was donated during the era when women did not have rights, that they don't own that property, and the city can take that monument and take it down, remove it, and sell it if they want to, which that's what they're doing. They're selling them for profit. That's a violation of women's rights. Now, I tried to find a female activist, and when I looked for the female activist, all I found was Hillary Clinton in the state, or America. Hillary Clinton's it. And Hillary Clinton is the one that is pushing this false narrative about white supremacy. We have had reporters harassing Sons of the Confederate Riders, well, Confederate Riders of America, basically. They have a shirt that has a battle flag on it or whatever. They're down there helping people. They've been taking supplies. The Confederacy is based on Christianity. We have homeless vets that gather at our monuments and the churches go pick them up from there. They don't even understand what they're doing.
I've seen that in Texas. A couple of folks were down there. They had the Confederate Riders shirts on, and they were helping out the Cambodian community where they actually confronted a news reporter. I think maybe possibly she might be calling the show.
Yes, never Hillary. Yes, she did, and I thank her so much for doing that because we as women are so oppressed. I mean, and people just don't even realize it. The UDC and the NAACP, the black women and the white women, worked together way back in the day, and they saved this country. They educated the children after the war. Those women baked cookies and cakes to build those monuments, and it took them 30 years, and it was monuments to their dead. They made Mother's Day, and they made Memorial Day, and it was good Christian people. And slavery wasn't what they make it out to be for the majority, which I'm sure there was some hate, and I'm sure there was some racism, and I'm sure there was whatever. But for the most part, they were taking in as family. And we just didn't want to pay the government like 40% taxes and still have to have all these mouths to feed because they multiplied. Women were not even given property from their fathers during that time. It had to go to a son or a male. And for the women to have sat there and scraped and saved and done all that, my ancestors, to honor our dead, these are dead veterans' memorials. They are veterans by an act of Congress. I'm just tired of the onslaught. I'm tired of the false cries of white supremacy. I'm tired of paid agitators invoking violence and cops saying, we got to get you out for your safety. We want to stand up. We want to be heard. We're not ever heard. They make sure we're out of there so they can have their media show, which is kind of leading into more, okay? We went to Houston for the Sam Houston Monument, and they had asked for the Texas flag. I didn't have a Texas flag, so I was going to take the Bonnie Blue because that's the Confederate flag related to Texas, okay? There's a Confederate monument very close to the Sam Houston Monument there in Houston that they were protesting against. And that turned out to just be a media show. And Joseph, the one that did the viral media photo in Texas where they had some people dressed up like the Klans, people dressed up like thugs or whatever, all hugging and everything. It was a viral photo, and it was like back in 2014, 2015. He did that. He showed up in Baton Rouge when we got faced off with the Panthers. We were sitting there supporting Bill 71, which that's an even another story. The Black Caucus stood up and walked out when the House voted that in. I know I'm skipping subjects. It's just been so much. I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. I've been following these people around. I went to Denver, Colorado during the campaign, and I was pro-Trump all the way. Let me tell you, Hillary is a witch. She is a demon. I don't know. She is a sellout. And this mayor in St. Louis that's letting her house get attacked, and then she's just like, oh, it's okay. Everybody has feelings too. What? Nancy Pelosi's getting attacked on the media when she's trying to push through a bill that they're trying to force. All our civil rights attorneys are foreign. I mean, a lot of our FBI are foreign. These people are given free college educations, and they don't go back to their own country. They're supposed to go make their country better. They're staying here taking all of our higher-paying jobs, and we are being oppressed in the South. We don't have corporations. We don't have jobs. We live in really rural communities, and we can't even vote for our mayor. The only people that live inside the city limits are on the plantation, so to say. They're going to vote Democrat because they're getting the handouts. We don't have a say in who our mayors and whatnot are. That's a violation to me. That's the limitation on my voting rights. I mean, there's so much that plays into this. Them attacking the monuments is attacking the very foundation of our nation. They are cracking the foundation. There was like a peace treaty to me, okay, as Southerners. We feel like they came down here and murdered us because we didn't want to give them our money. We have the fertile land. We have the produce. They're already selling all of our farmland out to corporations. Every time we have a flood, foreigners are given free grants, and they come over here and buy up our property. In Oregon with Lavoie and all the Bundy and the Hammonds, all that's related. They wanted the mineral rights and land. Hillary did that.
Yep.
The Southern Poverty
yep.
Law Center, who trains our law enforcement, okay, that is run by Clinton aides and Clinton Foundation members. We all know about Haiti, right? The
yep.
Democrats
well,
are attacking our country. And if we do not stand up, if we don't throw this back in their face on woman's rights, that's the way we have to do it. We have to twist it. Because if we're out here defending our dead memorial veteran memorials, they turn that back on us saying we're white supremacists. She's supposed to be the spokesperson for women's rights. So let her tell me that she's not going to defend those women because they're white. That's what they got on their NOW website. It's supposed to
yeah.
be a network for women. It's a woman's organization, but it's only promoting black women. White women are excluded from the majority of this stuff. And they have all these groups to promote them as superior, and we have nothing. We literally have nothing. Our government is the only one that has any power. And they don't realize they're fighting the people instead of where the real issues lie. Hillary, Obama, the shadow government that they have going on, it's got to stop. I don't want my kids to live like this. And
I don't know why the swamp ain't just burning already. I don't know what's taking so long to get rid of these people. Why can't he just – you're fired. I watched The Apprentice over and over and over again. He's a master at – you're fired. Fired. He made Cogsley's Cogs and Spacely Sprockets guys look like amateurs when he fired George Jetson.
But
you know
he's
what
got
I mean?
The media and these foreign corporations to fight against. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be good if they have complete control over everything. Especially our food supply.
Yeah.
It's just not.
They already have control over the food supply. I witnessed it here in Hurricane Irma. The shelves cleared and people were hungry. People are still hungry in Florida. I gave out the numbers, folks. Please, if you got any way you're going to help out, I gave some of them numbers out. Then now there's somebody on the line. I don't know if it's Never Hillary, but I'm going to pick up and see who it is. Maybe you can join us. And I want you to promote your event here in a minute and tell us what you're doing. And I want to talk a little bit about the mother of all rallies, too. I saw you were fired up about some of the things that took place down there. Let's pick up this
yeah.
line real quick. You're in the 248 area code. You call Patriot Nation Radio. What's happening? I'm Mark Hoffman, the host. Welcome. You got something to add?
Oh, yeah. This is Ed from Detroit, Michigan, checking in.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Terrific, and I'm a conservative and proud of it. I voted for Trump, and I support Trump. I like what Trump's doing right now. But to add to the subject, first I'd start off, if you and your listeners get time, there's a great YouTube video, and it ironically is by the Young Turks, the liberal YouTube channel called Why Do African Americans Support the Clintons? And she already touched on Haiti. It's funny, the mainstream media left out the fact that there was a major protest in the streets of Philadelphia during the DNC, and Haitians were chanting, don't vote for Hillary, she's killing black people. You know, and furthermore, if we're going to talk about discrimination and bring up race, let's talk about all the discrimination that's going on amongst African-American conservatives. I mean, this started when Trump was president elect, and you had Jim Brown and other African-American leadership going to Trump Towers on important issues going on in Chicago and in Cleveland and other inner cities, from poverty to education, whatnot, and they were called Uncle Toms and sellouts. I mean, you want to talk about discrimination. Also, Ben Carson, you know, that what was that, the latest comment they referred to Ben Carson, gosh, it was something terrible. Another thing that blew my mind is Barack Obama's daughter was asked by a reporter, this was just in the news, I think it was last week this happened, about Hurricane Harvey that hit Texas, and she, and her comment, her quote was, they voted for Trump, let him drown. But I guess she's too stupid to realize that Houston, the Houston area, are Democratic voters that voted for Hillary. But irregardless, these are Americans, you know. Let's put this politics aside. But when you got divisive people, you know, doing this, and it's mainly it's a shame what's going on. And as far as the Confederate statues, I'm from Michigan, you know, but truth be told, in Charlottesville, folks, is that most of the people were there peaceful protesting of the statues being taken down. They weren't white supremacists. The mainstream media made it out to look like these were all white supremacists that were there. And the other side used violence, threats of violence, and God bless President Trump, because he called a spade for a spade. You know, he called it as it is. He said both sides are wrong and what happened in this matter, and he didn't give in to the political correctness. It's a shame of what's going on. And one last comment, if I may, is what the bigger picture, what's going on is conservatives and are being painted as white supremacists and racist. And me, myself, I've had enough. And I think it's time, like shows like yours right now, that we speak out and enough of the nonsense.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank you so much for your call. I always like to get your input from the call. Every once in a while, it's fun to bring you on. I thank you so much. You can stay on the line and listen to the show.
You got it.
Probably best on the phone. I'll put you back in the green room.
Okay.
Thanks again for your time, sir. Now, down in Charlottesville, they were showing folks wearing KKK attire and carrying Nazi swastika flags and stuff like that. Folks, I want to tell you right now, I guarantee you that those folks were actors. They were paid to be there to stir the pot. There was a report. A guy said, I was out there on the street, and I saw people in Black Lives Matter buses getting off the same buses with the guys with the KKK shirts, and they were walking into the event together.
Yep.
You know,
it's
what I mean?
Bad when you've seen it, and you have it on video, too.
You know, how do they deny it? They can't. They can't deny that.
No.
Now, you have an event that you're planning in Louisiana for women's rights. Promote that real quick.
Okay. September 30th, we are going to be at the Caddo Parish Courthouse. It's a monument. I have the event on my page, Rebels Against Government, No End in the Middle of Government, because we don't like nuts in it. And I am Amanda Jennings on Facebook. I am public. I am over that 5,000, though. You just can follow. We're going to be supporting the women's rights because the UDC filed a letter to the commission, or they filed legal proceedings, actually, and said hands off our Confederate monument, claiming ownership of the property. The property was donated to them. But when it was donated, it was back in the era when they didn't have property rights, and therefore they can utilize that to steal the monument and sell it. That's what they've done with all the other monuments. And we are going to fight that. They are picking on the women of the UDC. I'm inviting women of all ages, all races, teenagers. We are going to have security there. There will be police officers there. There's nothing to worry about getting attacked. This is a woman's right, correct? I mean, we're just going to turn the table. So Hillary is attacking women. This assault against the Confederate monuments is an attack against women. And believe it or not, Louisiana women are the ones that did the first civil rights movement for women. So it's only it's only fitting that it's going to come back full circle here. But we are going to be standing up on September 30th, and we would love to have people show up. And please don't be scared or intimidated. I know a lot of that fake crap goes on. It was going on in Richmond, Virginia with Jenna Stoney, and at the time, more was going on, and I knew they were fixing to get on a bus and head over there, and they did.
Now, a couple of things happened at the Mother of All rallies this weekend. Of course, there was some great patriot showed up, and we've seen a lot of pictures and videos of people coming out of the mother of all rallies, and one of the most viral parts of the whole rally was a member of Black Lives Matter giving 2 minutes on a stage at a Trump rally. Now, I didn't watch the video myself, but from what I understand, the first thing the guy said when he got up on stage was, "Black Lives Matter." And then the crowd started chanting, "All Lives Matter, All Lives Matter." And you watched the video, I'm sure. You were there or whatever. What did he say, actually? What exactly did this gentleman say when he was up on stage?
It didn't even matter at that point. I watched the videos with them walking up and approaching the rally because I was scared to death they were fixing to go there and assault people because I knew Richmond wasn't that far and I knew that's where they were. And they had Antifa there distracting Jenna Stoney and attacking her, which Antifa is just a branch of BLM. You have to realize they have white kids that are fighting the court systems for them. BLM is actually made up of a terrorist organization. The head members are terrorists. They are foreigners, and they're radicalizing our kids right here in our colleges. And that's the truth of what's going on. And they showed up there, and I just watched where they were going in, and they were just insulting and whatnot. And I know there's other media, them stepping on a Confederate flag on stage and all kinds of crap. And it was just staged media. That's what that event in Houston was when I was getting on to Joseph, because I just felt like they segregated us. They said that the Confederate flags could not come into the regular rally. They set us up in a separate area, segregated from the entire patriot movement. And that was not right. That's not unity. Why are they assaulting us because of our flag, just because of fake media? I can't help it if they're going to lie and slander and, you know, defamation of character against me. I have no right against that because I'm a woman. I can't hardly do anything, apparently.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it. And for them to let them on stage, I was very disappointed. I felt like they sold out, and I know a lot of people donate money to the Patriot Movement, and we have a lot of young males, and they're cute, and, you know, all the girls like them, and they enhance the youth, because this is a fight online for our kids, and that is how they have infiltrated us. I mean, they use these paid platforms like Democrat Global, and our kids see this stuff. Our kids see this division. They're sitting there drilling it into their heads. When that gay pride profile flag took over the internet and there was like an online skittles war like back in 2015, it was after the church shooting and the ban at Walmart and when they were presenting the bill to prevent people from putting the Confederate flag at people's graves. That was when I started my first rally. That was Wake the Dead, and that was back in 2015. And I had that at the Vicksburg Military Park.
The mother of all rallies, correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't want the folks bringing their Confederate flags there. Is that true?
Correct. They excluded. They excluded Confederates. So for them to say this is a unity and all freedoms speech rally, no, it wasn't. My rights got violated. My speech got, you know, suppressed. Why don't I have that right?
And I know there's a lot of defenders were there at Mother of All rallies, like Andres Parra. He was there. There was a lot of patriots there that are proud of the Confederate flag and folks that it's their heritage. And they were shut out.
Yes.
And Black Lives Matter
terrorists
got 2 minutes on stage.
Yeah, terrorists were allowed in to use us, and they used us. And for them to allow them to use us is what ticks me off so bad about it.
Now, what was it unifying? Was it a poignant moment in this whole fight between BLM, Antifa, and everybody else? Was it a crossroads?
No,
was it a mistake?
It was a big mistake. But I do understand if they were not aware that they were showing up, which I kind of feel like this whole thing was orchestrated, and that's what ticks me off the most. Because I know some of the people in there, and I really feel like it was orchestrated for publicity and media. They knew that it would get their group name out there, and they're promoting unity, and it's going to increase their donations or whatever. You know, I'm not for that. I'm for rights. And for them to disgrace or shame one group into not bringing their flag and then allowing terrorists. Now, these are documented terrorists. They're attacking police over there in Missouri in a mayor's house when
yep.
they're doing that, and they're attacking a woman over there, a lowly woman, Jenna Soney, in Richmond, Virginia. Like four people are standing up to 100-something Antifa. And then BLM is going to get over there and drive an hour and a half and go get up on stage with the people that we support, the ones that have gathered their movement and gathered their patriots off women's backs. We are the ones that started this original movement. Arlene Barnum, myself, H.K. Edgerson. I mean, as far as the Confederate movement. But we've also been vocal in other things, too. We're not just restricted to that. That's just one cause that was very dear to our heart. And women's rights
right.
are very dear to my heart. And to see a group of women shamed or stolen from because of women's rights, it just boils my blood.
It's silly that they're even saying, well, the daughters of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, when they were given these statues, didn't have property rights, so we can take the statue, that means. That's ridiculous. Huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. And nobody's reporting it. The media will not let the truth be heard. And that's the problem with mainstream media. That's why you have people like me and you have people like Never Hillary and everybody else that is telling the truth. I don't even talk to these reporters anymore.
I was hoping Never Hillary was going to call tonight. But she didn't call
in. Well, I wish she had of, because I sure did appreciate her doing that shout-out, and I wanted her to know who the Confederate writers were, and that we really appreciate her doing that, you know, for them to attack them just because they've got a shirt there and imply that they're white supremacists. Them people have been working their tail off selfishly and donating their own time and money and taking supplies that are gathered from church groups. That's just wrong. And that's slander and defamation. And some of these news channels need to get sued. I don't even like to speak to reporters anymore because they twist and turn everything you say and they edit it. They edit it.
Yes, they do. Now, when they had the rally in Boston Common, they had 50 patriots show up and 40,000 or something BLM and Antifa showed up. It was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, and they had to put them in a paddock.
During that whole thing, there was a young lady who was from Boston, and she was walking down the street, and she'd seen a bunch of people down a side street. So she turned on her phone, and she walked down the side street, and she caught them staging photo ops with police, people with gallons. They were pouring. They had, like, guys dumping gallons of milk on black people, and the media were taking pictures of it. And it was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eye.
Well,
they were
well
doing
look at after Charlottesville.
And
after
the police
After Charlottesville, after they throw the urine and the feces and all that great stuff at everybody, innocent people, mind you, that were defending monuments, they were not white supremacists. Those were the fake ones. Those get paid. Those are actors. But after they did that, they got back on the bus and they went to North Carolina and they toppled a monument. And they have BYP-100 on their shirts. And I've seen that shirt in when they took down Bernie Sanders rally in Seattle, Washington, back during the election, that shirt popped up. And I found that shirt again over in the New Orleans Monument meeting in 2015. I found that shirt again on the same girl that was in that New Orleans Monument meeting and was in the Bernie Sanders rally takeover. I found her at BYP-100 in New Orleans. Okay, BYP-100 is a government-funded Black Youth Project. It's supposed to encourage the relationship between the police and the young black. Guess what? They're the ones inciting the violence. Our government is sitting there paying these people that are attacking our police. And we have a we have an investigation in Baton Rouge on it. It's called the Brave Investigation. And we're going to blow it out of the water. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we are going to blow it out of the water. We really already have. I don't understand why our government isn't working like it should and prosecute these people. Why is Hillary Clinton above the law? I do not understand. I don't.
It's all
and Obama.
Give out the information for your rally one more time, and I got to wrap up this show. I'm actually in overtime here. I'm 5 minutes late.
Okay. It's September 30th in Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Caddo Parish Monument. It's for women's rights and the monument, whatever you want to do. You can bring a flag or not.
Right on. And I will have that posted on our page. If you're interested, you go there and find the event and join if you like. All right, Amanda, I want to thank you so much for your time. I wish you success at your rally and all that you try to do to save these monuments. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am a Yankee, but I'm on your side. I'm on your side when it comes to your history and heritage, because who the heck am I to say anything about your history and your heritage?
That's right. Thank you.
God, thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Amanda Jennings. She's going to be having her event on September 30th in Shreveport, Louisiana. The show will be the event will be posted on my radio show pages. So if you want to join her and stand up for women's rights, you can do that in Shreveport, Louisiana on September 30th. Don't forget to tune in to James Bostic and a Conservative's Perspective tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we're going to be firing up Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran again. I think he's doing shows now. He had gotten a car accident. He was kind of twisted. And he's recovering now. He's almost back in action. If he didn't do a show yet, he's going to be doing a show here any week. You know, and thank everybody for the prayers for our boy Gonzalo, who's struggling with some automobile accident injuries, but he's getting better and he's going to be coming back stronger than ever. Then again on Thursday night, the Conservative's Perspective second show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by me with the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. Your host, Mark Hoffman, that's me, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, 8 p.m. is when I start, 7 p.m. for James. And soon we will be having Constitutional Millennials with Patrick Miller coming back. He's getting back into the rhythm of school and stuff like that. As you know, he's a young senior in high school, very aware of his God-given natural rights in the Constitution. It's amazing. Good stuff, great parents, hallelujah. There's some people out there that are doing the right thing by their kids. And that'll be Saturday nights at 7 p.m. when that fires back up. You can look on the pages. We'll have all the information when the shows go live. And, of course, you want to check out Pastor Sylvester Bland at theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we got Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio out of Ohio. Search him out. Of course, Keepers Mind Pool and Sliders Spread the Word. Search those guys out. They got great shows. You will not be disappointed. If you don't like me, head on over there. You'll have a good time with them guys. And with that, I want to say good night. God bless America. Dave Bray and the Star Spangled Banner.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of
have a good night. God bless America.